Now, no one can tell me that you could not tonight start to become, if you want to be prosperous, that's a relative term. What you mean by prosperous would not be what another means by it, but what you undertake yourself. What would it feel like if it were true? Just what would it feel like? And then go about your business feeling as though it is true, instead of spending your precious time reading about Howard Hughes. Well, who cares? I asked a friend of mine who asked me if I'm following the story. I said, you know, he doesn't know me. And I don't know him. And I'm quite sure that if I met him, he would not really buy me a sandwich. So what am I concerned about? He doesn't pay my rent. He doesn't buy my clothes. He doesn't contribute to my way of living. And I'm supposed to be concerned about what he's doing? He doesn't interest me. None whatsoever. I must spend my precious time reading about Howard Hughes. My heart almost goes out to the man Irving who wrote the thing, because the so-called wise editors of Life and the wise ones of the other one got taken, and they're so wise, taken for $500,000. And so I'm not saying that I would want to duplicate it in my life, but it almost serves them right to pull that upon the people and throw it. Who cares about Hughes, really? What is his contribution to life? So he has made $2 billion. So what? Hasn't bought you a dinner? Hasn't done anything for you? And so what is your concern? You take the story of Scripture, see it as it really was intended in the beginning to be seen, that your own wonderful human imagination is the God spoken of in Scripture. And by him all things were made. And without him was not anything made that is made. Start right in this room. You're wearing clothes. You're sitting on chairs. You're in a house. Everything here was first only imagined. The clothes you're wearing, the chairs on which you're seated, the building that now houses you, everything here was first only imagined. And then it becomes an objective fact. So objective reality is solely produced through imagining. Now, you want to objectify something entirely different from what you have so far. Well, now, change the imaginal act. To attempt to change circumstances before I change the imaginal activity is to struggle against the very nature of things. I can't do it, because my imaginal activity is producing the objective realities. And I can't change that objective fact until I change what is causing it. And the cause is an unseen imaginal activity. As we are told, he brings things that are not seen and calls them as though they were seen, and they become seen. Things that are now seen were made out of things that do not appear. That's what we are told in the book of Hebrews. What you now see, it was made out of things that do not appear. Well, if that is a fact, and Scripture's had it now for centuries and centuries as fact, well then, put it to the test. Challenge, yes, challenge the Scripture.